This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back, midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is all hour coming up here as we take your take on Bryce Harper. What he's done so far this season needs to be better. I think we all agree there. It needs to be a lot better. Big error last night. Off to a slow start by his standards, and by a lot. I mean, he's usually a 900 OPS guy. He's in the 700s right now. Nowhere close to the best hitters in baseball. Your take on Bryce. Concerned, frustrated, or not worried? Where do you come down? I'm not worried right now, as long as that back's okay. Hugh's frustrated at what we're seeing for Bryce Harper. All right, back to your phone calls in a couple minutes. We will, of course, check in with you people around 140.
That's going to be a good day.
Yeah, they happen to see on camera Kyle taking calls with people correcting you on Cinco de Dos or whatever it is. Kyle's face.
I should post this to the
you
Twitter.
You should. I don't understand. And me and Joe were just talking about this. Why is it so important for people to gatekeep enunciation in this day and age? When we have so many people, like we talk about different things on the air and we're trying to, you know, be funny and have fun with it. But for whatever reason, the enunciation gatekeepers, or the correct saying or the correct statement gatekeepers, find it their charge to go out of their way to correct somebody. How about you do this? Whatever you're doing, look in the mirror. And I'm pretty sure you're probably not perfect. Whatever flaw it is that you might perceive that you have, let's go work on that.
You know what? I think it's a good thing.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to correct a 53-year-old man, how old are you, Joe?
38.
So we've gotten to a point in our lives, no matter how we got here, we're comfortable in the position that we're in, right?
Sure.
So how about you? Whatever flaws that you have or whatever it is you got going on, you work on those. And don't worry about what we got going over here, because last time I checked, we're doing all right. Your kids are doing fine.
They're
your wife's
fine.
Doing great.
Yeah.
I am over here doing okay. So worry about that.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Now, if we're going to gatekeep anything, it's probably pooping on people's cars. Can't do that.
You can't do that.
Well, we can't do that. And so we've talked a lot of today about the Delco pooper, which is really, she's taking this area by storm. We actually have audio.
We have audio.
Is this during the arrest last night of the Delco pooper?
She's getting walked to the cop car.
Let's hear it.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me and I asked her not to attack me.
She chased you?
I have a sickness.
You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
What'd you eat that day in the background? It's so good.
No, no. Because I was thinking the same thing. Dude, that was a projectile.
I'll never unsee the video in my whole life. It's like burned in my brain. It's so bad.
That was a question that needed to be answered.
Do you,
and she said... She chased me! She said, I got a sickness. You sick? Wait a minute, mentally or physically?
Well, maybe both, considering what we saw in that video.
Oh,
so,
my side hurt.
Here's the question. What is going to be the punishment for this one? Like, is this a fine, or are we looking at a harsher penalty? We've never heard of this before. Like, what do you get for doing that?
I would think...
Community service?
Well, no, because... I think because it's public endangerment, I think that's one of the charges. Because fecal matter, you can get sick.
Yeah. Well, it's
like you can get sick.
Beyond being gross, yeah.
Yeah, you can get sick. So I would probably say assault. No, seriously. I'm not trying to be funny.
But she didn't touch the person. She pooped in the car.
But you endanger like public endangerment, something like that. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but
I know. Can we get someone like, you know how Buzz
that knows way more than I do?
No. You know how Buzz went up to Giant Stadium to present Joe Shane with the card and he got it signed? I want Buzz covering the trial when this, like, we need someone from WIP on this just to see how this thing happens. Because this is
It's we need Detective Brown on the case.
Well, Detective Brown.
Detective Brown is
prosecution is, on this. Or maybe the defense. I don't know, actually, when you think about it. All right, so we had that situation last night and that arrest, or whatever you call that. How about another arrest that we learned about last night? This one a little bit funnier. Actually, they're both really funny. But here's John Kruk last night during the Phillies game explaining when he got arrested.
Did I ever tell you I almost got arrested in Oregon?
Doesn't surprise me, but no, you never told me. Last 10 games for Kepler, 11 hits, 2 home runs. What were you doing in Portland? Oh, we're playing minor league ball.
Yeah, rookie ball. I got arrested, handcuffed, put in the back of a cop car.
Was it a mistaken identity?
No, Tony Gwynn had a friend who was a cop out there. And he had me arrested. Scared to, I mean, I was thinking like, man, I know I had a few beers last night. What the hell did I end up doing? You got a lot of bad thoughts when you're handcuffed in the back of a cop car.
I can imagine. I can imagine. There goes the runner. Pitch foul. It remains 3-2. How did this end, though? Did they take it downtown? Well, did they book you?
No. They never left the parking lot of the hotel. All I heard was Tony laughing. I'm like, that bastard.
You were pranked by a Hall of Famer, John, and you didn't even know he was a Hall of Famer.
I did not know.
My favorite part is that he didn't do anything wrong, yet he started thinking maybe I did do something wrong last night, and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Being arrested ain't cool, dog.
I can imagine.
Just here to let you know. That ain't the flex that people think it is.
Try to avoid that.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to, but it's happened a few times. Like, but see, here's the thing, John. I actually went down. I went to the clink. I got locked up a couple times. Not that cool.
Yeah, I thought we were done with those for life.
Time moves slow.
In prison?
Yeah, well, we're just being locked up in a jail cell. It moves slow.
Recently, for my son is a Cub Scout, he got to do a tour of like the local prison and jail and police station. The whole operation is wild. Like the process when they bring you in and
when they book you.
They showed us the route, like where they stay, the holding cell, the whole operation. Yeah,
hey, they don't turn the lights off either.
Oh, you gotta sleep with the lights on?
No, dog, you don't sleep. No, I remember when I was in college. I'll tell you about the one I got pulled over, and I didn't have my license.
Where was it?
I didn't have it.
Didn't have a license.
And they put me in jail. I went to jail. I mean, I had the jumpsuit on and everything. And I was in jail for like 3 days. And I didn't poop for like 3 days because I was like, because it was, because you know, you hear things about jail. So I came in jail and I had an attitude because I'm like, I didn't, you know, I'm in gym pop, right? I'm in gym pop. So I go in gym pop. This was, and the only reason, like, let me tell you, the only reason I got out is because we had a game on Friday and I had to play. But I was in jail for 3 days because they were trying to work, like, you know, it was in Xenia, so they had to try to work the system to get me out. But I was in there with cats that actually did, like, crimes. So they was like, I said, like, I went in, and I went in with an attitude because I'm like, man, I'm going to have to probably knock one of these cats out because it ain't nobody about to take my Fruit Loops. Like, ain't nobody, I'm going to be in here fighting for my Fruit Loops because I ain't know what was going to happen. But when I tell you, being like, you ain't got no privacy. The toilet, like, right there in the middle of the set.
Yep, that's when we toured it, I saw
and
that.
And they open it up, and you're in gym pop, and it's one TV. And the only thing you can watch is the news. It's not like you can turn the channels. Man, it was like the 3 days felt like 3 months.
I cannot.
So it's not the flex that people think it is.
That feels heavy for not having a license.
Well, you know, like I was driving without a license.
Yeah, I know that's against the law, but boy.
And they took the car. I went to jail, and it was heavy, but I got out. But yeah, it was bad.
I didn't think a John Kruk story and the Delco Pooper would lead us here, but that you never know what stories you're going to get on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 for Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, Bryce Harper, concerned, not worried, frustrated. Where are you? Let's talk to Thomas in Broomall. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Thomas. What's up?
Good. About Bryce Harper, you know, obviously he is in a slump. And I have faith that tonight he ends it. He hits a 2-run home run, and I see Alec Boehm hitting his first home run this year tonight.
Well, it's about time on the Alec Boehm front. Yeah. I mean, it is May 2nd, and we're at 0 home runs, which just feels almost impossible.
Yeah, and since you guys are talking about, you know, mixed drinks and alcohol and stuff like that, you know, not saying that you guys were heavy drinkers back in your, you know, young days, but do you what's the age? What's the response, like the reasonable age to where heavy drinking needs to stop? Whether
what do you consider like heavy drinking though?
Like college.
Well, but do you mean
drink it every day? Like, I consider, like, let me just tell you my definition, Tom, of heavy drinking. It's somebody that has to drink every day. Like, if I, just to drink. Like, if you're drinking, just to drink. Because I'm, like, for me, say tonight, if I go home tonight and I start drinking, I might drink until I fall asleep, but I'm probably not going to drink Saturday. Because, you know what I mean? So it's like what is your definition of heavy drinking?
Well, and then everyone can handle a different amount, right? Like, for some person, of one or two, it might be different than five or six. Like, just, it depends on your body weight and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. The other thing is, too. So, I mean, I'm sure when you guys were kids or, you know, teens or even 20, your parents was like, hey, you're too old to be doing this at your age. Maybe, like, a topic would be, like, you know, if it comes up, a question where... What was something that you did that, you know, you were too old for? Your parents like, hey, you're 25 years old, can't be doing this.
You know, here's the way I'll answer it. For me, my body told me when I had to calm down or just, like, grow up a little bit. Right? Like, you can't bounce back the next day as much. That, like, when you're in college, you're 22 or 23, like, you could... I used to be able to not sleep at all. Like, I could just get an hour or two nap and function very well. And then eventually... I don't know, late 20s, early 30s. I couldn't do that anymore.
Well, for me, as far as drinking too much, like I used to be able to sprint through a bottle of bourbon. I don't think I can do as much as I used to.
Well, you're a pop now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit, because I'll drink like what I'm drinking now, I'll drink a couple sips, and I hate to do it, but sometimes I don't even finish what I'm drinking. You know, but I did have a couple gummies too, though, so that might... That might add to that.
And
but
you did fall asleep at
8 o'clock. Yeah, and after that, and it's like, yeah. But I don't drink I haven't been drinking as much bourbon as I have in the past.
Yeah. I think your body tells you. I mean, you kind of know when it's time to calm down. Matt and Manalapan, what's up, Matt?
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
I think that Bryce Harper is still the type of player that he could hit 5 home runs and get 15 RBI in the next couple of weeks. And until I see him go a full season where he ultimately doesn't hit 30 home runs and get 90-plus RBI, I believe he's going to come out of it. So that's the first thing.
Well, I tend to agree. For me, Matt, if the underlying things were concerning, I'd be concerned. Like, he's still hitting the ball very hard. He's still, you look at some of the numbers, he's still walking a lot. Like, I don't think physically it's a problem. I just think his timing's off, and eventually he's going to hit.
Yeah, and, you know, the second thing is, take a look at the schedule, guys. We're going to go 17-10 the rest of this month, and we're going to be 10 games over 500 by the end of May. And so when we're 34-24 with 100 games to go, I still think we're going to be in the driver's seat for the wild card. Now, obviously, you know, you want to extend, you know, that over 500 record, you know, as we get towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a big time month for the Phils, and we're going to get to June 1st, and we're going to be saying, hey, you know, let's get it going. It's hitting season this summer.
So, Matt, it's interesting you brought that up. I pulled up the schedule, and it is a month they should win a lot of games. Like, the schedule is light. This weekend will be challenging. Arizona's good, and they're certainly a playoff contender. But after this, they go to Tampa for 3. They go to Cleveland for 3. Those are, you know, pretty average teams. St. Louis comes in, not a good team. Pittsburgh comes in, that's a bad team. They go to Colorado for 4, terrible team. They go to the A's for 3, probably more of an average team than a terrible team. But between now and Memorial Day, they should win a lot of games. If they don't, we got a problem here.
And remember, you know, Ranger hasn't come back yet. Nola could have been better. I obviously think that, you know, Walker might tail off a little bit. Painter hasn't come up yet. You know, Bohm hasn't really hit. Marsh hasn't really hit. So there's a ton of upside. I think we're concentrating too much day to day as far as some of the negative and not thinking big picture and zooming out a little bit in terms of what this team really is likely to do. And again, Joe, unless I see them not do it, I'm going to believe that they are. Now, there's going to be the day that they don't. I got to see it happen first before I believe we're there.
I get it. All right, what's your cocktail for us?
Old fashioned.
An old fashioned from Matt and Manal. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's.
Good morning, by the way.
Yeah, good. What that was that our latest good morning we've gotten around here in a while? Now Matt was waiting for a while, so I can understand why he was in that morning mode. But
being slick.
Yeah, 1:11 for a good morning feels a little bit
pretty awesome.
Well, it's like when you get the Happy New Year and it's late January.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year's.
I just did that for somebody could call Colin correct that Happy New Year's. Did that on purpose.
Is 1:11 too late to say good morning? 1:11 p.m.?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. Where was he calling from?
Manalapan, New Jersey.
Manalapan.
Manalapan. You know who's from Manalapan?
Who?
Howie. I believe Rosen? He's from around that area. Howie Roseman.
Huh. I've never heard of it.
It's in Monmouth County. It's, I don't know how to describe where it is. It's I don't know, somewhere north of, you know the shore towns people go to? Like Tom's River, Point Pleasant, Seaside. It's like half hour north of there.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I've never heard of it.
Well, that's where he's from, and that's where Howie's from. And that Joe's from the Northeast. He's on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, you, Kyle.
Hey,
what's
Joe.
Up, Joe?
How you guys doing?
Good, Joe. What are you thinking?
With this about who's going to, how many starters we're going to have with Taiwan and Major, Taiwan's not going to work out of the bullpen. And people stop saying about we need have a pitcher for he's the long man. As long as our starting pitchers don't suffer injuries, we don't need a long man. They're never going to take Wheeler out early. They're never going to take Nola out early. Sanchez has built up the respect. He's going to be able to go at least five, if not six, before taking him out. Maybe the only question would be, because he's new, is Lizardo. So our roster right now is a 26-man roster, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we have eight relievers.
I'm using a voice assistant to convert your voice to text and respond to you.
Oh.
If you want to continue, please stay on the call.
I like this. Let's see where this goes. Joe? Joe, okay?
Joe. Has Joe been using AI voice assist this entire time?
Is that not Joe's voice? Joe, what do you really sound like? All right, we'll put Joe's got to get himself together. What was that? The fact that he couldn't recover.
I wanted to ask Joe about Delco Pooper, man.
What do you think Joe's going to tell you about the Delco Pooper? He's locked in on the 26-man on the roster.
Yeah, he is.
He's locked in on Cal Stevenson and long man in the bullpen. My goodness. TMZ, by the way, is all over the Delco Pooper
story. I'm reading the story. I'm reading it. And so she's facing indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, harassment, and depositing waste on the highway.
Well, the latest update from Joe. It sounds like she pinched a ghost wipe.
Oh, what? What is? Wait, what? What? What do you call it? Wait, what? Could you say that again, please, and slow down? Yes, you clear your throat.
A ghost wipe is what he said.
What is a ghost? What is that?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. That's okay. Why I'm asking.
Well, do you want me to?
Well, okay. Give me the peripherals of what it is.
Well, I'm just going to use this story because I'm just going to read you what TMZ posted. The Pennsylvania woman, cops say, admitted to pooping on someone else's car as part of a road rage, and it's apparently had a lot to say about the matter, and now you'll understand. Police say she bragged about a clean poop that didn't need toilet paper.
Ghost wipe.
The ghost wipe.
A ghost? I never knew that was that. That's what that's called. But, okay. Now I have questions.
No, I know you do.
Well... It's now, okay, how do you know it's a ghost wipe?
Well, she's, according to her.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on that, by the way.
I agree, if you see the video.
You didn't wipe, though.
That was not a ghost wipe.
Because, now I'm going to leave that alone, because I don't want people, but it's,
we're almost off the air.
I don't want to, but I'm just, all right, you know, let's go to Black Gritty to get this thing back on the rails here. Black Gritty's up.
If you think I'm getting back on the rails, it's a dose del doce. You know what I mean? We out here doing what
we Cinco
do.
De deuce.
First of all, I don't know if Kyle will get this or Jill will get this, but he will get this. This gives no meaning to me. Back in the day, when somebody mad on you, they said, it'll pop the trunk.
She popped the trunk.
It's going to pop the trunk on you, Hugh.
He pulled that thing out, popped the trunk.
Oh.
Yo, as soon as they pop the trunk, the whole crowd start running.
Everybody leave. When they start seeing cats go to the parking lot, it's time to go.
If she goes swiping, she don't pop the trunk many times before. She a professional, dog. You better duck and cover. That's all I'm saying. Get the yellow tape out. I'm shutting Delco down. You know what I mean?
They need a timeout. The whole county needs a timeout.
It's Chernobyl over there. Secondly, Hugh, I've been to jail. I'll tell my jail story another day, but I went to jail. You went to prison.
Okay? No, yeah.
I didn't get no jumpsuit. I had my own cell. I had a blanket. Bruh. I was in there snoring. The cops came, was talking to me. We was making jokes. I went to jail.
I was in gym pop.
You was in gym pop. You scared to go to the bathroom, not want to drop the soap.
I had that Xenia.
In prison, brother.
I had that Xenia County jail outfit on.
You kept saying jail, and I'm like, I've been to jail. I ain't feel nothing like that. I'm like, nah, my dog went to prison. Okay?
Dog. Excuse me. I was locked up for real.
3 days.
You was probably out there, was out there popping the trunk on people, driving reckless.
It was three. It felt like,
so you got pinched?
Like 3 months. I got pinched.
See, Kyle, that's why we keep you around.
I'm on a roll right now.
Let me talk about this is a sports radio show. Let me get
we off the rails.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Cinco de dos
in this piece.
Don't say that though.
Almost had a moment.
Forget where you were again.
I'm trying to talk. Stop drinking. Thank you, Bryce, for choosing me. I need you to hit this ball, baby. I don't know. Again, the stress of the new baby coming. You think you want money. Thank goodness they didn't get this money, Bryce, because they'd have gained this money. It would have been high here in Philadelphia. We still trying to ride with you. You know what I mean? Maybe we didn't get the Fanatic game of the birthday present. I don't know what Bryce needs, but I believe in Bryce. I need you to come back, baby. Don't hurt me, Bryce. Don't hurt me. You need to fix this immediately because I'm trying to win the World Series again. I'm starting to get worried, Joe. You better – everybody – Joe – you always complain and grumble about something. You out here holding confidence? That makes me feel scared, okay? I need you grumping, Joe. I need Bryce to come out here and prove you wrong. So start hating on Bryce like you hate on everybody else, like my quarterback, okay? Start hating, Joe Gilliam. Don't be confident. Start hating. Get back in the game.
All right, I'm sorry. Wait till Monday. I'll be hating on everything.
Maybe Hugh can go down there and teach him how to hit a thing. I see his Hugh's son out here smacking that thing. You know? Hugh, get down there with Bryce and show him what you're showing.
We got to swap. We got to swap Harpers. Get the other Harper in there.
Listen,
there we go.
I need to find somebody. You know, I'm trying to. What you got? Yeah, what you got for the drink?
So, I mean, you said you don't want no ice, baby. So I got you, doggy. You go take some mango cubes, some pineapple cubes. Take your bottle of tequila, put it in the Tupperware bowl. Put a little bit of sugar, some lime juice in it, put it in the freezer overnight. You pop that thing out, take them little stick hors d'oeuvre thing that Caucasian people love to do. You get to have that frozen fruit, and you get flavored
and it's
fruit.
It's soaked
tequila.
In that liquor. Yeah, it's soaking in that liquor.
Don't say, baby.
It does suck. And white people do like that. They do like the little cube fruit with the sticks.
What did you say?
With the charcuterie board.
Charcuterie. With the charcuterie.
They're
going to be mad at Black Gritty for that one.
He's right, though. He's right, Black Gritty. We appreciate the phone call. All right, the white people mango cubes and the tequila for Black Gritty there.
I didn't know he said. Did he say the white people mango
cubes? He said the Caucasian people.
Oh, okay.
Like they like to put this fruit on the cube fruit.
I like the fruit that's infused with liquor. That's cool.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Who doesn't? All right, 215-592-9494. One final segment to take your calls. On the Delco Pooper, Bryce Harper. We'll check in with you people. This should be good today. I mean, I think Kyle's going to get roasted back there on the you people today. All right, plus, not sure anyone will have an appetite for an explicit snack of the night, but we'll do that next as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.